Dit is de Ja-podcast.
Deze Ja-podcast heet Songs About Turmoil and Injustice. Afgelopen week bracht Bruce Springsteen zijn protestsong uit over de moord op Renee Good en Alex Pretty, beide omgebracht door ijsagenten in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Het is er een in een lange rij songs over gebeurtenissen die de wereld doen schokken. Vandaag in de Ja-podcast een klein overzicht van Songs About Turmoil and Injustice.
Through the winter's ice and cold, down Nicolet Avenue, a city of flame fought fire and ice neath an occupier's boots. King Trump's private army from the DHS, guns belted to their coats, came to Minneapolis to enforce the law, or so their story goes. Against smoke and rubber bullets, in the dawn's early light, citizens stood for justice, their voices ringing through the night. And there were bloody footprints where mercy should have stood, and two dead left to die on snow-filled streets, Alex Pretty and Renee Good. Or Minneapolis, I hear your voice singing through the bloody mist. We'll take our stand for this land and the stranger in our midst. Here in our home they killed and roamed in the winter of 26. We'll remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis. Trump's federal thugs beat upon his face and his chest. Then we heard the gunshots, and Alex Pretty lay in the snow dead. Their claim was self-defense, sir, just don't believe your eyes. It's our blood and bones and these whistles and phones against Miller and Noam's dirty lies. Oh, I'm Minneapolis, I hear your voice crying through the bloody mist. We'll remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis. Now they say they're here to uphold the law, but they trample on our rights. If your skin is black or brown, my friend, you can be questioned or deported on sight. In our chance of ice out now, our city's heart and soul persist. Through broken glass and bloody tears on the streets of Minneapolis. Oh, I'm Minneapolis, I hear your voice singing through the bloody mist. Here in our home they killed and roamed in the winter of 26. We'll take our stand for this land and the stranger in our midst. We'll remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis. We'll remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis.
Bruce Springsteen hoorde je en Streets of Minneapolis. Het nummer Hurricane gaat over de bokser Reuben Hurricane Carter, die volgens Bob Dylan onschuldig gevangen zit voor moord. Hij bezoekt in de jaren 70 Carter in de gevangenis. De bokser heeft hem daarvoor een kopie van zijn biografie gestuurd. Na de ontmoeting schrijft Dylan het nummer en Carter komt uiteindelijk pas in 1984 vrij. Bob Dylan.
Pistol shots ring out in a barroom night. Into Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. Three bodies lying near this Patty. I didn't do what he says, and he throws up his hands. I was only robbing the register, I hope you understand. I saw him leave and he says, and he stops. One of us had better call up the cops. And so Patty calls the cops, and they arrive on the scene with their red lights flashing in the hot New Jersey night. Out of town, Reuben Carter and a couple of friends are driving around. Number one contender for the middleweight crown. Had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down. When a cop pulled him over to the side of the road, just like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street, unless you wanna draw the heat. Just now prowling around, he said, I saw two men running out. They looked like middleweights. Jumped into a white car with out-of-state plates. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, he told him he could identify the guilty man. Fellow, you don't want to have to go back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be
bitch is brave but getting braver. We wanna put his ass in the stir. We wanna pin this triple murder on him. He ain't no gentleman yet. Could take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, I do it for pay, and when it's over, just as soon go on my way up to some paradise where the trout streams flow and the air is nice, and ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse where they tried to turn a man into a mouse. All of Reuben's cards were marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus, he never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigga. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old Algeria agreed. Reuben Carter was falsely tried. Crime was murder one, guess who testified? Bellow and Bradley, and they both all they lied. The newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed. To live in a land where justice is again. Criminals in their coats and their ties are free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise, while Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. A prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the
world. In 1987 pleegde het Ierse Republikeinse leger, de IRA, een aanslag bij het oorlogsmonument in de Noord-Ierse plaats Enniskillen. Het is Remembrance Sunday, vergelijkbaar met de Nederlandse dodenherdenking. 11 mensen overlijden direct en zo'n 65 mensen raken gewond. Jim Kerr is met zijn Simple Minds op tour in Amerika als hij over de aanslag hoort. Het raakt hem diep en zet hem aan het denken. Belfast Child is het gevolg.
Said to me, meet me down by the gallows tree, for it's sad news I bring. about this old town and all that it's suffering. Some say troubles abound. Someday soon they're gonna pull the old town down. One day we'll return here when the Belfast child sings again. Brothers, sisters, where are you now? As I look for you right through the crowd. All my life here I've spent with my faith in God and church and the government. Some say troubles abound. Someday soon they're gonna pull the old town down. One day we'll return here when the Belfast child sings again. When the Belfast child sings again. We'll be right back. One day we'll return here when the Belfast child sings again. When the Belfast child sings again.
The Edge schrijft in 1982 Sunday Bloody Sunday door ruzie met zijn vriendin en twijfels vanwege zijn eigen schrijfkwaliteiten uit The Edge zijn frustratie in een stuk muziek. In deze fase had het nummer nog geen titel of refrein, alleen een thema. De tekst gaat over Bloody Sunday in 1972 in Londonderry. 14 ongewapende jongens en mannen worden neergeschoten door Britse paratroopers tijdens een door de Britten verboden demonstratie. Eerdere versies van het nummer beginnen met de zin Don't talk to me about the rights of the IRA, UDA. Deze zin wordt uiteindelijk vervangen vanwege haar te sterke politieke lading. Tijdens concerten introduceert Bono het nummer meestal met de volgende woorden.
This song is not a rebel song. This song is Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
Tonight, we can be so tonight.
the victory Jesus won.
Susie and the Banshees, Cities in Dust, verhaalt over de verwoesting van Pompeii door de Vesuvius in 79 na Christus. Het beschrijft levendig de vulkaanuitbarsting, de overblijfselen van de slachtoffers en de daaropvolgende archeologische opgravingen. De teksten concentreren zich op het verlies van mensenlevens en de vroegere glorie en transformeren de historische tragedie in een ritmisch, melancholisch en toch energieke hymne. Dit is Susie and the Banshees.
Thank you.
1992 wordt Rodney King zwaar mishandeld door politieagenten in Los Angeles na te zijn aangehouden voor rijden onder invloed. De verantwoordelijke agenten worden vrijgesproken, terwijl op videobeelden duidelijk te zien is dat ze buitensporig geweld gebruiken. Hierna ontstaan hevige rellen, straatgevechten en plunderingen. Dr. Dre reageert met The Day the Niggas Took Over, featuring Dad, Snoop Dogg en RBX.
I'ma say this and I'ma end mine. All of y'all that box, if you ain't down for the Africans here in the United States, period, point blank, if you ain't down for the ones that suffered in South Africa from apartheid and shit, damn it, you need to step your punk ass to the side and let us brothers and us Africans step in and start putting some foot in that ass.
So niggas wonder why we're living in the city and still wanna die. I got my finger on the trigger, so niggas wonder why we're living in the city and still wanna die.
Them when the women valid, them don't really understand the reason why they take me long and me on hand. Me not out of peace and me not Rodney King. Me gun goes click, me gun goes bang. Them riot in Compton and them riot in Long Beach. Them riot in LA cause them don't really wanna see. Niggas start to loot and police start to shoot. Like a down at 7 o'clock, barricade us like Beirut. Me don't show no love cause it's us against them. Them never ever love me cause it's forced to rebel and kill at my own risk. If I may delay to spray with my AK and put them to rest.
Yeah, we have, there's been riots, rioting, well I don't want to say rioting, but there's been looting downtown. But right now, Bree, what I want to show you is they have started fires down at the end of the street.
How many niggas are ready to loot?
Yeah, so what you wanna do, what you wanna do?
I said, how many niggas are ready to loot?
That's what they told us today. In other words, you're still a slave. No matter how much money you got, you still ain't shit.
Sitting in my living room, calm and collective, feeling that gotta get my perspective. Cause what I just heard broke me in half. And half the niggas I know, plus the niggas on the road spelling, laugh now but cry much later. You see, when niggas get together, they get mad cause they can't fade us. Like my niggas from South Central Los Angeles, they found that they couldn't handle us. Blood scripts on the same squad with the SA's up, a nigga, it's time to rob and mob and break the white man off something lovely. I don't love them, so them can't love me. Yo, straight putting it down, getting my scoot on. It's jumping off in Compton, so I got to get my loot on and come up on me some furniture. Sup, got a VCR in the back of my car that I gank from the sloths and swap me. And motherfuckers better not try to stop me, cause they will see that I can't be stopped. Cause I'ma cock my Glock and pop till they all drop.
Yes, in the videotape we see some of the people in the back throwing things at the officers
and swinging at them as well. There was a young woman there who took a swing at an officer with some object in her hand.
How many niggas are ready to loot?
Yeah, so what you wanna do? What you wanna do?
I said, how many niggas are ready to loot?
I got my Uzi and my brother Anon.
I got my finger on the trigger, so niggas wonder why. For living in the city, it's do or die. I got my finger on the trigger, so niggas wonder why. For living in the city, it's do or die.
Nigga love 187 time to grab the glove. Can't get prints on a nine out the way, or get prints on my Uzi when it's way. Pop, 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 another motherfucker drop, and I get relief like pop, pop, fizz, smash. I crash his head like a window. I Nintendo, I'm high off the endo, creeping with the quickness to the cut. Bust one to his head while he munches on the donut and crack up. So now we best to back up. I guess I got to pack up, filling the clip up. I dip up town, but motherfucking cops are all around. Helicopters flying, these motherfuckers trying to catch me and stretch me on death row. But hell no, the pro black refused to go.
And this now covers a very, very wide area of Los Angeles where these fires have been ignited. I mean, from here to the south end of South Central is a long way.
This is destruction, so them all fall. Niggas don't give a fuck, so them bust them before. The construction of three black shows no justice. So take a picture right, if we riot again, me turn the other cheek, me beat too many feet. Got me nine to my side, so me bust flip. Cause he don't give a fuck and me don't give a fuck and all my problems. And what the fuck?
Black blam, blam to them four. listen to the shots from a nigga doggy talk with a bar. Dr. Dre, them boss gunshots. Diggity Daz and RBX, them boss gunshots. Come again.
Enola Gay is de naam van een zogenaamde USA AF B-29 Super Fortress bommenwerper. De Enola Gay dropte de allereerste kernbom op Hiroshima op 6 augustus 1945. De naam wordt afgeleid van de moeder van de piloot van het vliegtuig. Afkomstig van OMD's tweede album Organization uit 1980 is dit Enola Gay. Get Up, Stand Up is een iconisch reggae anthem van Bob Marley en The Wailers, voor het eerst uitgebracht op het album Burning in 1973. Het nummer is een militante oproep tot actie tegen onderdrukking en onrecht. Marley schreef het na een bezoek aan Haiti, waar hij diep geraakt werd door de extreme armoede. De tekst bekritiseert georganiseerde religie die mensen laat wachten op een beloning in de hemel, terwijl ze hun rechten op aarde verwaarlozen. In plaats daarvan benadrukt het de Rastafari-overtuiging dat God een levend wezen op aarde is. Bob Marley.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know.
this really work? Is that all that Peter is called? After story had never been told. So now you see the light, hey, stand up for your right. Come on,
get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Most people think great God will come from the sky, take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours on earth. And now you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Yeah, yeah.
Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Don't give up the fight.
Life is your right.
Get up, stand up.
So we can't give up the fight.
Stand up for your rights.
Lord.
Don't give up the fight.
Yeah.
We're sick and tired of your ism, schism, game, dine and go to heaven in Jesus' name, Lord. We know and we understand Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light.
What you gonna
we gonna
do?
Stand up for
yeah,
a right.
Yeah.
So you better get
up. Stand up for your rights.
Stand up right now.
Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Don't give it up, don't give it up.
Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Stand up for your rights.
Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights.
Peter Gabriel schrijft Biko en is een muzikaal eerbetoon aan de Zuid-Afrikaanse anti-apartheidsactivist Steve Biko, die op 12 september 1977 overlijdt aan zijn verwondingen nadat politieagenten hem na zijn arrestatie een maand eerder herhaaldelijk mishandelen. Hij wordt een symbool van het politiegeweld tijdens de apartheid. Peter Gabriel hoort van de dood op de BBC radio en raakt zo geëmotioneerd dat hij zich in het leven van Biko verdiept en er dit nummer over schrijft.
Yeah.
En dan het nationale trauma van de Verenigde Staten, de Vietnamoorlog. Over deze hel zijn ongeveer 5000 songs geschreven, variërend van anti-oorlogsprotesten, ervaringen van soldaten tot patriotistische volksliederen en documenteren de diepgaande sociale impact van de oorlog. Dat de oorlog plaatsvindt in de jaren 60, het tijdperk van de revolutie en vrijheid, draagt waarschijnlijk bij aan dit arsenaal aan nummers. Jimi Hendrix, Bob Dylan, The Doors, Buffalo Springfield, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young en Edwin Starr schrijven allemaal over Vietnam. Het was moeilijk kiezen, maar uiteindelijk is het toch Fortune Sun geworden van Creedence Clearwater Revival. In Nederland hebben we ook zo onze trauma's. Zwart-wit van de Frank Boeien Groep uit 1984 is een invloedrijke Nederlandse protestsong geschreven na de racistische moord op de 15-jarige Kevin Duinmeijer in Amsterdam in 1983. Het muzikaal super vrolijke Gimme Hope Joanna. Joanna staat voor Johannesburg van Eddie Grant uit 1988. Heeft een zeer kritische tekst over Johannesburg, Zuid-Afrika. Het nummer heeft een hoopvol einde, zinspelend op de ontmanteling van het regime, wat in 1991 ook gebeurt. Ondanks, of misschien wel dankzij de boycott van de Zuid-Afrikaanse regering, wordt de song wereldwijd een grote hit. Dit is Eddie Grant.
Will make Joanna see how everybody could live as one. Oh,
give me hope, Joanna. Hope, Joanna, give me hope, Joanna, for the morning come. And give me hope, Joanna. Hope, Joanna, hope before the morning come.
I hear she makes all the golden money to buy new weapons, any shape of guns. While every mother
verlengde van Grant's Joanna brengt Special AKA in 1984 Free Nelson Mandela uit. Hoewel protestliederen vaak zwaarmoedig zijn, is dit nummer juist opgewekt en dansbaar, geïnspireerd door Zuid-Afrikaanse muziekstijlen. Het groeit uit tot een internationaal symbool voor de anti-apartheidsbeweging. Dat het zin heeft om protestzong te schrijven, bewijst de vrijlating van Mandela in 1990 en het latere presidentschap van hem.
Mantella.
Dit was de Ja-podcast met songs about turmoil en injustice. En ik hoop dat je er iets van hebt opgestoken. In ieder geval, de muziek was erg goed volgens mij. Hij is ook langer geworden dan ik had verwacht eigenlijk. Dat is bijna anderhalf uur. Maar je kan niet genoeg protesteren, zou ik zeggen. Ik ga nu van die barricades af, want het is best koud hierboven. Waar de volgende podcast over gaat, daar weet geen mens. Houdoe.
Dit was de Ja-podcast. Tot de volgende.